broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to protect everything that we hold dear. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the rule of law for our purposes, ladies and gentlemen. The checks and balances, wonderful solutions, all at our fingertips, rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And man, we got a barn burner broadcast today. A quick recap of yesterday's show is in order. We talked about Rand Paul's quote, voter fraud happened. That's right. Rand Paul, senator, says voter fraud happened. And the election was in many ways stolen. He's right about that. The problem is in America, you know, there are those of us, many, who believe there was vote fraud. And the ways to prove it are a gazillion. But the mainstream press and government deny. You know, they call us climate deniers or whatever. Now these are vote election fraud deniers, aren't they? All right. Anyway, there's a troubling prediction by an extreme congressman on the liberal side in New York. He's predicting, troubling prediction, if you will, civil war in the United States if Republicans take control. Now, think about that. So now we can't even take control via elections. If we do, there's going to be a civil war. Will there be a civil war if Republicans take control of the House? I don't think so. But I think we might have a civil war if we can't get this election fraud scenario solved. If we can't get this climate change or this gun disarmament or COVID or some of these other things that are in your face, lockdown crazy. Anyway, there you have that. It's a serious issue. I don't want a civil war. I'm doing everything that I can to prevent one, folks. I'm the guy that stands for peaceful restoration. Remember that. But I'm telling you that things are getting crazy. We'll get into that next hour. We have Pete Sepp on first, second hour, for the National Taxpayers Union, and we'll talk about what he's doing and everything. But then after that, we'll talk about this, in my opinion, serious issue with violence, all perpetrated by the left, by the pro-death people, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about it. The narrative has been that the right's, you know, causing all that. That's a lie, and the proof is in the pudding. We'll talk about it, okay? But for now, we talked about the Giles County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee is warning the public against picking up folded dollar bills. If you see them on the ground, don't do it because of possible contamination of fentanyl and methamphetamine contamination. Don't pick up those bills, they say. Now, the World Health Organization officials are well, they want to evaluate the international outbreak of the monkey virus. First of all, they want to see how bad it is and what their recommendations, all that. But they also, what they want to do is they want to rename it. You can't call it monkeypox. That's racist. Don't you know that's racist? Now, I don't understand how it's racist. I'd like somebody who is not a racist, like I am, to go ahead and explain that to me, you see. And why am I a racist? Because I'm just so ignorant, I don't know why that would be racist. See what I mean? But the problem is, I don't understand how monkeypox could be racist. Could it be that somebody suggests that blacks are like monkeys? And is that the inference? I'm walking very delicately here. Let me be very, very clear on my position. We are all God's children, male and female created he them. And he created the monkeys and the apes and all that kind of stuff, but they're animals. They're not like humans. We're never told in the Bible that monkeys are the sons and daughters of Almighty God. But we, the people, are told that. Humans are told that. And they didn't say not blacks or yes, black. God didn't divide us like that. So understand that apes and monkeys aren't people. And people, regardless of their ethnic origins, are all sons and daughters of God Almighty. Let's behave like it. And soon, please, people, please. All right, Elon Musk said he's leaning towards voting for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2024. And he predicted that a red wave is coming in 2022. Well, time will tell on that, that's for sure. All right, we talked about this whacked out article written by, in my opinion, this gentleman that is absolutely unfair. Chuck Tanner is his name, and he wrote it in absolutely, in my opinion, libel, slander me. He says CSPOA allied sheriff calls for electoral fraud task force. That's true. We're calling for a fraud on elections task force. That's true. Why do I say Chuck Tanner's lying? Because everything he inferences suggests that we're calling for a civil war, suggests that we're calling out the militia. It's an absolute lie. He says Berry County, Michigan Sheriff Darleaf says militia may be necessary if redress of grievance not achieved. Now, that's half true. We did eventually say at some point, you know what, as America breaks down and the American people have no ability to rein in out-of-control government, at some point, that may be necessary. But the inference is that we called out the militia or that we're calling out violence or that we're going militant. That's an absolute lie. Chuck Tanner, shame on you, sir. You are part of the dishonest media. You're a sleazy reporter, and we challenge you to an on-air debate about your immoral, dishonest assertions. Shame on you, my friend. Why do I call you my friend and say shame on you? Because I'm not attacking you as a person, okay? I'm attacking your behavior. Let me give you a quick example. We were talking about what are we to do when there's no redress of grievance in America. What are we to do? And I said, we the people need a push to investigate vote fraud. And when Sheriff Leaf said, well, we can't afford it. We need funding. We don't know how we're going to do this. We just don't have the budgets for it. I said, this is where the sheriff's posses come in. Well, then there was comments about the militia, etc. But the bottom line is, then this Chuck guy says that I kind of queued it up and said, this is where the sheriff's posses come in, as if I was proposing a violence response. Look, folks, the sheriff's posses are support for the sheriff. They're not all armed to the teeth. They're not all guns. In fact, Joe Arpaio's sheriff's posse that looked into the now, in my view, proven birth certificate forgery. That's what it is. It's not a birther discussion. It's a birth certificate forgery by Barack Obama. Okay. They had peaceful forensic investigators on the IT side and on the investigative side literally dig into this, and they all did it pretty much volunteer. And I was referring to that peaceful volunteer service that individuals can offer the sheriffs, and the sheriff's posse can be the mechanism that occurs. Many sheriff's offices have these departments, or I don't know what you want to call them, these posses. And they are not all, they're used for search and rescue. They're used for investigations to decrease costs. They're volunteers, folks. And I was referring to that peaceful solution, but this guy whipped that up into a violent attempt frenzy, suggesting I was at the center of it. Shame on you, sir. Now, there's another lady in Colorado that wrote an article about me and about us as well. And man, was she nice and fair. The contrast is shocking. She, first off, this Chuck thug never called me at all to get my take or my opinion or anything. But this lady from Colorado, and I'll get into this story in the next couple of days. I don't think we have time today, but I will. I'm telling you, she did a stellar job. She may not have said everything that I agree with, but you know what? That's not the point. She has every right to her views, to her opinion. She has every right even to her slant on a story. What they don't have the right to do is make false statements or put things in situations where it takes things out of context and misrepresents and things. Well, this Chuck guy did that. Shame on him. But this lady, she did a stellar job. She called me. We discussed everything in detail. She listened. She learned. She clarified. She let me read my comments ahead of time. I didn't get to read the whole article, but she let me read my comments ahead of time. when I read my comments, I think she put them fairly. She did her very best to have quotes. I was able to clarify a couple of things. She updated it based on my clarifications. She published the article. I read the article. I was a little bit worried how it would come out. I'm just being honest because of the mainstream press. I was a little bit worried how it would come out. When I got done, I went, you know what? She was very fair. There's only a couple of things I disagree with. And I called her and talked to her about them. She was very willing to listen. She learned. We had a great, great, in my opinion, experience. Anyway, in the next couple of days, I'll give you her name and the whole story and the details. I believe she was absolutely fair. And there's only a couple of slight things that she, in my opinion, did. I don't believe it was intentional, though. I believe Chuck's attempt was a virtual assassination attempt. I mean, it was crazy town. Beyond drive-by media stuff. Just a flat-out takeout piece of tack was the goal by whacked-out Chuck, who never called me. But this lady, I don't believe for 1 second she had any bad intentions, any way to skew the story. I think she did her very best to get it right. I really do. And I commend her for it. So that just shows you the contrast. There's not everybody bad in the media. There's actually good people. They're one in a few. I get it. But you got to find them and commend them and work with them and talk to them. And we need to find common ground, people. We need to have civility. And me and this lady, we had absolute civility. She was very nice, very decent, very appropriate. And you know what? Her story, I believe, will be well received because it's well written, well thought out, fact checked, and everything else. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Brian Rust, Rust Coin and Gift, Kelly coming up for an Honest Money Report. We got some stuff going on today, baby. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman on your favorite hard-hitting News the Networks Refuse to Use talk show.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live every Thursday with the Honest Money Report. That means Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. We've got kind of a raspy voice, but I'll break through it.
No worries, my friend. We got the ultimate man on the radio with us, too, Kelly Finnegan. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to the constitutional currency update. Where's gold sitting, Ryan?
1832.50.
Okay, silver?
21.28.
21.28. Not changed very much, is it?
No, just sitting there, but that's, you know, it's just nature of the beast.
I mean, that's where they manipulate the money. The plunge protection team all active. You see the stock market going up right now, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you see that bouncing at the valleys and the peaks. But I ask people as they come into the shop, I say, okay, where are you going to put your money? I mean, you tell me the better investment. You know, you get into stocks, you can buy Bitcoin. Where are you putting your money? And I'm not saying all is wrong. I'm just saying, where are you putting your money? None of them can tell me where they're, you know, we don't know. We don't know. Probably ought to be buying metal. That's my opinion. But.
All right. Crypto, as far as I can tell, taking a bloodbath, Kelly Finnegan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those things are just, seems like one by one falling down, and we're down to Ethereum and Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin will be the one that'll stand tall, but it's not going to stand very tall. It might be laying down, but it'll still be around.
What do you think, Brian? I find that interesting. Crypto's taking an absolute beating right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, what, 70% down so far this year? 2000, yeah. It's a pretty good hit.
Yeah, I guess some crypto companies are getting rid of 18% of their workforces and all kind of things. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what I mean. Crypto's price plunge. These industries have unstable roots is what they're now saying. Do you want to respond to that, Kelly? Unstable roots. Isn't that an interesting term?
Well, it is. And there's so many, they call them rug pulls. People create it just to get rich quick and then take everybody's money and run and then start something new. And people are lined up to do it. You know, it's a casino mentality that everybody has right now. They don't want to slug it out for the long term. They want to hurry and get rich quick. You know, it's like 20-year-olds that want to have a house like the mom and dad have.
Now, they, in this New York Times article, compare it as unstable. They say, you know, when you compare that to a centralized entity like a bank, it's unstable. The problem that they have, ladies and gentlemen, is the banks, even though they're centrally controlled, they're just as unstable. You can go to one extreme or the other, the centralized bank plan or the wild, wild west of the cryptocurrency plan. Both of them, though, have the same problem, Brian.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that get quick rich, as Kelly said, about crypto. I mean, people got rich quick, some of those people. And so everybody wants to get on that bandwagon. And so you start to see all these pop-up companies or whatever that are printing their own Bitcoin and so on. And everybody wants to jump in and kind of make it. On the bank side, I mean, if, you know, basically the bank, it's your money, you're putting money in. But realistically, the banks, you know, their idea is to help the bank succeed. It's not to really take care of you. And so it's, in a sense, I guess if there's a default or some major problems in the banking, they're going to suck that money from all their investors, per se, and first before they, oh, wait, here's all your money. Let us give you all that money. Yeah, it doesn't happen like that.
Well, after 2008 with Dodd-Frank, aren't going to be any more bailouts. It's going to be bail-ins, which means anything you have in the bank is an unsecured asset of the banks, and you're the last one to get your money in. So they're so leveraged, they only have to keep 10% of what's deposited. The rest they loan out. That's how they make their money.
Right.
And people aren't borrowing money, or they won't lend it to them.
And that is the quintessential problem. And the reason that I say the banks and the cryptos have the same problem is, look, they're all fake. Okay, just because you can force people to honor the dollar right now because of central bank and government mandates, to some degree that makes it a little bit more stable maybe than crypto. But when you think that it's by force and it's still all fake, creating something from nothing, you realize they're all criminals. Some just seem to be, I don't know what term you want to use, but they appear to be the nice guy. Right, Brian?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you hope, you kind of hope in, your hope in the banking system is that, okay, it's going to take care of you. It's your money. You're, you know, you're making X amount and you hope to continue to make X amount and be able to pay your bills. For the honest person, that's what we hope, right? I mean, you know, but unfortunately, it's the world we live in right now. It's not so secure like that, and it really, I mean, you, I guess if we were to look back, I remember when the financial bubble burst. Well, what was it back in the, maybe it was the 80s. I can't, 80s or maybe before, but what was it? There were people jumping off hotel buildings because they were just distraught, money broke, hadn't, I mean, they lost it all. And so they had nowhere to go. So they jumped off buildings, which was, is very sad. And, you know, there's a better way to, you know, turn to God and try to work through it. But, yeah, I mean, are we headed for those crashes that it's going to just bankrupt people and not be able to? I guess the government wants us to rely on them, I guess, basically is what they're pushing. We'll stand in a line to get a piece of bread.
Kelly, I don't even know how to respond to some of this stuff because it's just so volatile. So easy to prove how bogus it is. Here's the next headline. Hackers stole millions in digital assets from popular cryptocurrency exchange Crypto.com, the company announced on Thursday. This is a several weeks ago story. But you just look at this and you go, wait a minute, I thought nobody could steal it. I thought it was like a solid public blockchain, you know?
Well, and some of
do you want to respond, Kelly?
Some of them are much harder to steal, but it's, you know, the big thing, the difference between a bank and the crypto is, you know, well, a bank, I have $250,000 of FDIC insurance there. Yeah, if the bank goes under, they just print up another $250,000 worth of cash or put it in your account. That's, they can do that because they don't, there's nothing backing it. So it's just like a bunch of post-it notes. That's not a problem. But with crypto, yeah, once it's gone, I mean, they can kind of track where it is, but it moves around so fast that, yeah, you're out. But people are believing in that stuff, you know? And their thing is, well, these guys are much smarter than me. They know what's going on. I have no idea, but they're way smarter than me. Well, if you can't understand it, then you shouldn't be involved in it. That's what Warren Buffett says.
And I'll tell you something else. Somebody else might be super smart, and they might know the ins and outs. It reminds me of these gamblers. You know, some people are gamblers and they're smart enough to count cards. They're smart enough. They're way smarter than me. They have photographic memories. They have this, they have that, they have the other. But let me tell you why I'm a little bit smarter than they are, because smarts isn't always of how, quote, intelligent you are. Sometimes smarts is the ability to temper your knowledge with wisdom. In other words, the proper application of knowledge. So when I know that the government's rigged the gambling game to where, hey, they're going to win, that's the government mandate that the gambling side, the gaming, you know, casino side, whatever you want to call it, they win. And if you ever have a way to win, it's going to be temporary in nature, or they're going to absolutely shut you down one way or another. They're going to go after you for criminal activity. They're going to kick you out and say you can't play anymore, but they will not lose except for, hey, you might find a way to beat the system temporarily, but you're not going to beat it permanently, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So let me give you an example. Hackers stole millions of dollars in digital assets from popular cryptocurrency exchange Crypto.com, the company announced. All right? Now, the next headline says Binance. I don't know if you know, but Binance is another cryptocurrency. Binance, one of the largest and most popular crypto exchanges, was hacked in 2019 for $40 million. Okay, this happens all the time, Kelly.
Oh yeah, Mount Gox was one. I mean, there's just, yeah, there's been so many, and people are line up and they'll do it. You know, it's, well, they're improving it every day. And you know, the Hunt brothers had it figured out with silver, and then they changed the rules on them. So you know, they figured out the rules and how to get around it. And so yeah, these guys cannot be prosecuted because it's not regulated.
Now I'll tell you a funny thing, just to consider. I don't know if you know, but they got a new cryptocurrency. This came out a couple of months ago. It's called Let's Go Brandon. And it rose 150% in its first trading week. What goes up must come down. We'll ask Brian about this in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
First off,
Don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go. Here's a briefcase of money. You're successful. It ain't going to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave amid criticism of his response to the worst school shooting in Texas history. Chief Arredondo said he didn't think he was in charge that fateful day. Elon Musk said Tesla's new building facility in Germany and Texas are losing billions of dollars as the electric vehicle maker tries to ramp up production amid supply chain issues. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
In a speech from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has asked Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. Biden also claimed a gas tax holiday would have no significant impact on funding for highways.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days. Through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
A legal decision has been reached in New York regarding the man that intentionally ran people over in 2017.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense, claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Kelly Finnegan and Brian Rust, rustcreditgift.com. We're talking about this Let's Go Brandon cryptocurrency, folks. A new cryptocurrency called Let's Go Brandon was in place just literally a few months ago, right? And it rose 150% in its first trading week. It was on fire. But now the headline says this. Let's Go Brandon cryptocurrency is now basically worthless. It gets worse. Let's Go Brandon coin creators hit with a class action lawsuit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going too well. Now, the class action lawsuit basically alleges that the coin founders deliberately pushed the coin so they could artificially increase interest in the coin and sell their shares for a profit. Yeah. So there you have that.
It's called pump and dump.
Company accused of selling bogus Let's Go Brandon crypto. Wait a minute. How do you get bogus crypto? I thought it was all on the blockchain, man. Hey, I can't figure it out. You know, I don't know enough about IT. Can you help me, Kelly?
I think we need to start a Let's Fall Brandon coin. But it's easy to do it. I mean, that's the problem with this. They started out, they pump it before they even release it, and then people hurry and buy in, and it's like, well, you didn't sell soon enough. You know, it was within 5 minutes, it's over. And you didn't sell quick enough, and they made their millions, and they're out of there. So, yeah, and it's not regulated, so nope, easy to do. And they're not all blockchain. That's the deal with it. You know, really, only Bitcoin's the blockchain.
Yeah, they're saying the crypto coin turns into a complete dumpster fire, Brian.
Yeah, what was it? 99.5% drop, decline. Wow, that's kind of, but it, as Kelly, you know, kind of said, get rich quick. And as you said, I mean, you, these people that walk into those casinos, I mean, they're not building these casinos to lose money. So as long as there are people, but hey, people are walking in there saying, hey, if I pull the right slot, I'm walking out with $1,000. Okay.
Yeah, but other people go in there and say, I'm so smart, I can count cards, I can do this, I can guaranteed win. And they're right,
somebody's
factually.
Somebody's got to pay those power bills.
They're right, factually. They can win the game, honestly, with their knowledge, with their brilliance, with their, but they're still going to lose.
Right.
The fact is they're going to lose. They're going to get kicked out by force. They're going to possibly be trumped up on charges. I'm just telling you, it will not go well. You want to know why? Because it's rigged.
Right.
And that's the whole reality with Bitcoin and all these other cryptocurrencies. It's rigged. And that's the problem with the fiat money of your government, Federal Reserve. It's rigged.
Yeah.
The only thing that's not rigged is constitutional currency, unless you deal with paper, then it's rigged. But if you deal with a hard asset, it's the only thing really not rigged.
And how Brian, many people flocked? How many people flocked to Vegas and they're still piling into those casinos? It's an experience, see? But I could win. I might be able to win, so I don't know.
And not only that, I'll get a free steak if I win. They forget how much money they put down in the losing times, too. So that free steak is pretty free. I can get one for half price. Here's the deal. You give me $100, I'll give you back 50 every time you do it. Every single time you give me $100, I'll give you back 50, I promise.
There you go. That's it.
Kelly?
Well, I was just at a coin show and saw a $20 gold certificate. It was $500. You think, well, that's pretty good. Yeah, but if I had the $20 gold piece I could have exchanged that for, it's over $1,900.
Right.
So even though that said it was guaranteed in gold, that was changed by Roosevelt, and it still lost value. Still has some collector value, but you came out behind by about 4-1.
Yeah. It all depends on how you define guaranteed, Brian.
There you go. Yeah, I get all these silver certificate dollars in that people bring in, and oh, these are old. Well, old doesn't always mean value. And so, you know, in the 70s, when you could have exchanged those, yeah, you probably should have, or your parents or whoever had it before they handed it down. But yeah, just the papers, we see continually that fiat doesn't work. You know, eventually there's a collapse. So,
hey, man, if you frame it, the frame will be worth more than what you frame.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some of that. People bring them in frames, and that frame's worth more than that. Yeah, that's right.
I know that's a sad commentary, folks. I'm just pointing out reality. And we don't mean to mock this, by the way. I know we laugh about it because it's just so nonsensical. You know, when you hear what they have to say, and what's funny about it is even when I bring up my logic, even when I bring up the intelligence, even when I bring up time-tested truisms is what I would call them. Okay, people still go, Sam, you just don't understand the blockchain, do you? You just don't understand the crypto. If you understood technical digital things, Sam, then you'd get it. Kelly, what do you say to that? Because I'm an IT guy for a living. I completely understand.
I don't understand how Beanie Babies were made either, but I don't make fun of people who are investing in those. You know, and they had a limited number too. But you know what? They didn't last. I knew a guy that cleaned out his 401k and bought Beanie Babies. He thought he was going to get rich on Beanie Babies. And there's people doing the same thing with these cryptos, you know. And it's very sad, but there's always something somebody has. And if you keep doing it, then you're that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Hey, ain't there whiskey, women, and gold if I go, Brian?
Yeah, well, you know, the hard asset. Once you can plant your teeth into that gold piece, then you got the real thing. When you break that tooth off because you're leaving that indent in that gold, you got the real thing. That has some value.
The other thing I want to point out, though, is even gold, though, ladies and gentlemen, even though when it's a hard asset, it does retain its value and all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm telling you, when you deal with honest money, I would call it God's currency. You know, when you're doing what's right, keeping his commandments, you can prosper. But when you don't keep the commandments of God, even gold becomes slippery. You can't keep your hands on it. You can't. Okay, so we need to understand that real, honest money is tied to the laws of Almighty God. And so what they're trying to do, in my view, even with some people realize this, some people don't really realize it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's true. When you turn your back on God's honest money and the tie to need to keep the commandments to retain that wealth and to continue prospering, you now have a different God. Fake money is a God in and of itself, which says I can create something out of nothing and I can become rich, wealthy, have the things of the world on fiat, on dishonesty. You'll never have a solid foundation that way, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, you always say, oh, money's evil. No, the love of money is evil. If you just love money for having the money, but it's just a tool. And gold and silver are money. As J.P. Morgan said, gold is money, everything else is credit. Somebody else owes somebody something to make that worth something. But if you have gold, that's money.
And it's the difference between an asset-based system and a debt-based system, Brian.
No, that's exactly right. you know, it's, well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's just, it's a stroke of a pen, basically, creating money out of thin air, and we're a hard asset. If I need to go down and get some gas or something, I can barter, I can trade, I can, you know, and so on. You brought up the fact of turning away from God. Well, I mean, realistically, you look at all these things that we put before God. And if the Savior came and he was walking down the street here, you know, and it's a matter of me, oh, wait, I got to grab my cell phone. I got to do this, my car, all that, before I go and worship the Savior and interact with him. I mean, there's so many things we put before him. And that's why we're seeing the degrade of our country, our lives, our, you know, because we've turned away from God, you know.
Yeah, because I got to get my cell phone so me and Jesus can take a selfie, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's just crazy. And now we wonder why we're kind of, you know, just tossed to and fro by whatever anybody really wants. The evil men are going to do evil things. And if we're tossed to and fro and are caught up and follow those evil acts and things. And realistically, you know, I'm not saying a cell phone's evil, but if it's, we can't, I mean, you look, these people can't put their cell phone down in the car. They can't put, you know, we've created these images and these things that complex our lives and all these things that we're doing. And we've turned away from the things that matter most.
There you have it, Kelly. It's kind of hard to respond to this because when we talk about an honest money update, really what we're talking about is honesty through our society at large. And if we have dishonest money, everything else downstream can be dishonest. But if all of our core interactions, our exchange, value for value, is disrupted, you know, what do we have left when it comes to honesty? When we come back, we'll talk to Kelly about that a little bit. Then I got an interesting story about cash to bring up to Brian and Kelly. We're talking about honest money. And we're talking to Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan. We're talking about RustCoinAndGift.com on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Take possession of your God-given, constitutionally ordained medal. Will you please?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Calling all Patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan, RustCoinAndGift.com. We're talking about your Honest Money Report. By the way, speaking of Tom Jones, he's running 76 marathons in 76 days, ladies and gentlemen. We went to Alabama, Montevallo, broadcasted live, kicked it off with a shot heard around the world, and Tom started running. He's been running every single day since, ladies and gentlemen. And he's going to arrive in Hurricane, Utah on the 2nd of July. Saturday morning, we'll be there as well, celebrating the, they're calling it Liberty Village now, I think, but it's the American Village of the West, being built in Hurricane, Utah, ladies and gentlemen. They're basically doing the groundbreaking on July the 2nd when Tom comes into town. Anyway, Tom Jones will be at Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah, coming up this Friday, 5 p.m. Well, let me see here. Yeah, this Friday, 5 p.m., so what is that, tomorrow? 5 p.m. I'm going to be there. Tom's going to be there. And Dennis Levitt, one of the organizers of UnitedWePledge.org, will be there as well. Tom and Dennis will speak. I'll MC the event. It's going to be great. We're going to have food, festivities, and fun for everyone. 5 p.m. We hope to see you there. Now, Kelly, right before the pause, I kind of had indicated, look, this is not just honesty in money. This is honesty through our society at large, sir.
Yeah, I was, you know, this coin show, every coin show I go to, you know, somebody's there. And I, there was one dealer talking to somebody he's never done business with. And the guy pulled out a credit card and he said, I can't take your credit card, but I'll take a check from you. Okay. He doesn't even know the guy, but he can talk to another dealer. Do you know this guy? Yeah. Would you take a check from him? Yes. Okay. Your check's good. So, because there's that trust that's built up. And so that's what we have. We'll have our network of people that we know. Brian, I'm sure he's taking checks from me and he doesn't even bat an eye or look for anything, you know, because he knows I'm not going to bounce a check to him. And
I usually ask another dealer before I take Kelly's check, but no, I'm just,
yeah. Yeah. So it takes a while. Yeah. But he calls the bank and no, but it is that way where we have trust in people. And that's what is there, and you get to know people, and you know what their character is, and that's one of the most important things that we can have, and that's part of what makes it honest money. The currency is a bunch of crap, but the person's honest with it, and will, you know, there's a willingness to take what we both accept as payment.
Well, and Kelly highlights a very important principle. That, you know, deals used to be done on a handshake, and nowadays it's like, well, we got to get the attorneys in there to dot the I's and cross the T's before we can do anything. Honest money begat honest people for the most part. Dishonest money already smacks of mistrust right from the get-go, Brian.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you need to make a point, too. They're not all coin people are the same. So we need to kind of there's a lot of people that come into my store, and I've got a client right now who spent $300,000. And if he gets $100,000 back, I'll be shocked. But, you know, it's just sad that sometimes, you know, it happens. And hold on.
Let me stop you just to clarify. So you're saying he came into your shop after he made some bad deals with others, and now you're giving him the truth factor on it, and it's not pretty.
Right. And I've known him for a long time, and I just said, gosh, you know, I'll call him Bill. But Bill, you know what? I mean, bring me some of this stuff. Let me know. I mean, you come to me now, you've spent X amount, you're looking at this, your investments and so on, but they're not, you know, they're not here. And I can show you, I will walk down the path just so we know. And so you kind of, you try to help them, and it's a sad situation, but it, you know, a lot of the, I call them promotional kind of companies. They'll get on QVC or they'll get on the TV or someone will call them on the phone because they got a, you know, their name. They bought a series of people's names so they could call you and try to sell you something. Well, they get stuck.
I've got a limited edition gold piece. There's only 56 left. If you get yours today, you're going to be on the ground floor, Brian.
That's exactly right.
Just
and
like
so they
what?
Get caught in that. But it's sad. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to do your homework. You know,
you also got to remember, too, if you go to somebody like Brian and they undercut Brian by a nickel or a dime or whatever they do, you know, you think, oh, I'm getting a better deal. You may or you may not be, though. What you need is an honest person. Brian doesn't need to get rich. What Brian wants to do is make an honest day's wage. What Brian wants to do is prosper his company so he can do you better next time. The more buying power he gets, the better it gets, etc. But what I want to clearly let people understand, look, you don't always want the cheapest guy on the block. What you want is somebody you can trust, Brian.
Well, and nobody, I'm going to jump in real quick. And when you go to sell it, who are you going to sell it to? The guy that you don't know? Or are you going to end up bringing it to Brian? So you're going to do a better job taking it back to where you bought it.
Brian?
Yeah, and a lot of times you can't take it back because, whoever, Jonathan or whoever at this company, he doesn't work here anymore. We had to let him go because he wasn't doing, okay, well, that's how convenient type thing. But, it's not about even buying it from me. I don't care if they buy it from me or not. Homework. I'd love to educate them. Come in, let's talk. Look at a bunch of stuff. See it. I mean, you don't have to buy from me. I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't. So it's a learning process, but we want, you need to understand kind of the principles and how it works and why you should be buying, having some of these hard assets in there and so on. And yep.
There you have it. And you say, Sam, I don't live in Utah. I can't come in. I know. But you can also call Brian as a consultant, though, and stuff like that. You know, there's ways to help Brian and do good and to donate to this radio show. Donate to Brian, even if he consults for you and gives you good guidance. He can ship coin or ship metals to you. He can also provide guidance and a whole lot more. This story's interesting. I want to get to it before the end of the hour. It's from USA Today, of all places. And here's what it says. Hard cash might be getting colder, Brian. And then it says, does the use of cash have an expiration date? And they go on
hard
and tell
cash.
You how cash is kind of going away, buddy.
No, why would that happen?
Because they can't control you if you have cash. You could just spend and do, they can't track everything you do that way, Brian.
Well, that's kind of true, but man, they're kind of, I guess, but can't they just print more?
Yeah. Well, only they can. You can't. You'll go to jail, buddy.
Right.
They can print as much as they need to, though. That's how they keep their thumb on top of you.
Yeah, that's
it's like
true.
The Rolling Stones thong under my thumb, Kelly.
Well, see, if they make that central bank digital currency, then it can have an expiration date. They can say, hey, we're giving you, $1,000 a month, but if you don't spend it within 3 months, we're going to take 10% of that away from you.
Make or you sure just you lose it altogether.
Yeah, or lose it all together over the years. So it makes that helps to stimulate the economy. See, they don't want you saving.
Yeah, digital money controlled by your government's an awesome idea, Brian.
Well, hey, I'll tell you how they're stimulating the economy right now. They're giving us an 18-cent. They're going to give us 18-cent gas tax back. I'm pretty excited about that.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
you want to know why?
Make that tax up some other way. That's the problem.
They say it's pure folly. It's not going to do any good. It doesn't make a difference. It's just a
gimmick,
darn it. Brian. It's a gimmick, Brian.
I was so excited. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, holiday gas tax, now they're saying would do it, but it's a gimmick and it won't make much difference.
There you go. Biden, man, I thought he had a plan.
Think about that. It's a gimmick.
Yeah. No doubt. There's a lot of gimmicks that's coming out of that office.
So what do you think? It's a gimmick, but here's what I don't understand. I mean, what is it, 18 cents on the on the federal level? And how much on the state level? 10 cents?
No, you're talking about way more than the feds. I think Utah okay, more like than 45 the feds. Cents. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here's the deal. I guess they say don't expect much from gimmick gas tax holiday. Now, here's my question. If they save me at the state level, say 40 cents, whatever the number be, and at the federal level, the general level, like 18 cents, and they save me 60 cents on the gallon, how is that a gimmick? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I like the gas tax, and I'm not defending it, but what I'm saying is, how do they say putting 60 cents, if you take government, local, and state, and federal, whatever taxes, how can you say saving me 60 cents a gallon is a gimmick? If they wrote me a check and gave me 60 cents equivalent to the gallon, they wouldn't call it a gimmick. They'd call it a stimulus, Brian.
There you go. So we need to switch that around. We need the stimulus. Yeah, good point. I don't know.
They will be getting that back some other way. They're going to tax something else set up. So it'll be their food tax.
It's kind of like the gambling houses. They're not there to give you a deal, Brian. They're not going to let you win.
Darn it. I thought I was going to win. I got some coupons for some free food.
Yeah, the 18 cents is like the free drinks at the casino. It just loosens you up to spend more.
That's right.
Yeah, and we run around and talk about honest money. See, I look at this, ladies and gentlemen, and I say, you know what? I don't really know what needs to be done about this, because the only way I can see a real grass is greener on the other side of the deal is if we let honest money, constitutional currency, gold and silver, compete on the open market with fiat currency, and the good money will drive out the bad. That's the only, in my opinion, solution return to sanity, Brian.
Yeah, you're no doubt about it. You know, it's just interesting all these things that are happening, and we just kind of we shake our head and how is this common sense and da da da. We keep going, but you know, the rich keep getting richer. The elitists. I mean, if you read, you know, go back in history and read, the elitists take you to war, and that's kind of when I think earlier when was mentioning the fact about civil war possibly coming about. Well, that's what the elitists do. It doesn't affect any of them, you know, and that's the thing. They create this conflict between the people, you know, and they try to, you know, we divide. Where can we divide the people, you know? And then it's the gun things, and then it's the, you know, Roe versus Wade, and then it's this and that. I mean, there's so many things that kind of are pushed in front of our face, and they just want to divide us, you know, and divide this country. And they're kind of, you know, you look at what's happening, and it's really kind of. And you go back in history and you kind of see it.
Hopefully, so we're wise enough that they won't be successful. Kelly, final words yours this time, sir.
Well, it is. It's just amazing. And the problem is the young people think that CD, you know, central bank digital currency will be great. You know, that's great. I just have a card and I don't have to deal with cash. And it's like, yeah, they don't understand that they'll just be tracked and not be able to buy things that they want to buy. Or limited amounts, and it's just sad. So it is educating the young people about this whole fiasco that's coming our way.
When those young people though all of a sudden fall down on hard times, where do they run? All of a sudden they're running to mom and dad and say, hey, I've never had to deal with this or that or the other. Can't you help me? Can you give me? Can I see? I mean, they've never had to learn any of this, you know, because the parents we've entitled them, I guess.
Yeah, and it's funny. Usually kids say, well, Dad, isn't cash a lot easier to move around? Paper, isn't that a lot easier to move around than your gold and silver, Sam? Because, man, I don't want my pockets full of that heavy stuff. And then I whip out a gold piece about as big as your fingernail and say, yeah, that's worth like $2,000. I want you to put your dollar bills up to that, and we'll talk about it. And then they change their mind in a hurry. That's the education
that's right.
Kelly's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan and Brian Russ with me, ladies and gentlemen. Honest Money Report on Liberty Roundtable Live. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. RussQuittingGift.com. I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.